has estimated that 22 million pounds of plastics make their way into the Great Lakes every year. 22 million pounds every year into the Great Lakes. Plastic pollution. Water bottles, soda bottles, all sorts of things. But microplastics, the things that are used in toothpaste and other places, much more concerning to those studying the problem. Join me now, Chad Livengood from Cranes, Detroit. Chad, good to have you here. Chad, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
There you are. So 22 million pounds of plastic into the Great Lakes every year. Microplastics, they're used for things like toothpaste to help clean your teeth better and so forth. And microplastics identified a number of years ago being concerned because they can be ingested into the smallest members of the ecosystem, and big problems out there. You've been part of a big write-up in Cranes, Detroit. It's also being featured in other Cranes publications. Tell us what you found.
Yeah, so actually microplastics in like shampoo have been, and little microbeads, they've been banned, but microplastics end up in the Great Lakes in our fish, in our water, and in the sediment, and ultimately in our bodies from regular plastics. That, like, a plastic bag flies off a beach in Holland, and it breaks down in the sun and the waves and even boats driving over it, and it breaks into a million little pieces. And those little pieces are what is starting to show up in drinking water in the Great Lakes region. It's just showing up in beer that comes from those municipal drinking water sources. Researchers have found this from studying water municipalities in Holland, Alpena, Chicago, Glenville, Illinois. And it's not just something that's relegated just to Lake Michigan. They found it in Buffalo and Rochester, New York, and even up in Duluth, Minnesota. And so they're finding these plastic fibers and fragments that either are coming from regular plastic pollution, like the plastic bottle or the bag, or they're coming from some of these regular source or actually pre-manufacturing sources of plastic pellets that are used for making a darts, a red Solo cup.
Sure.
They are finding, and then they're also coming from fibers in your clothes from wastewater treatment plants that aren't fully filtering these things out when they discharge with treated water into, like, the Muskegon River, which ends up in Lake Michigan. And so there's a whole source of different ways, plus the air. If pieces of plastic break down over time, if it's sitting on a golf course in Arcadia Bluffs, and then that tiny piece of plastic blows off into Lake Michigan, that ends up in the lake as well. And researchers are finding fish with lots of pieces of plastic.
So the question then becomes, I mean, obviously plastic is in the environment. That's why we have changed our approach to plastic. It was President Obama that signed the Microbead Free Waters Act in the United States in 2015, but it doesn't impact other nations who still use these things. We know there's a chunk of plastic the size of Texas floating around in the Pacific Ocean. So plastic, if not handled properly or allowed to be flying off Acadia Bluffs or off the back of a ship or the plastic bag you talk about. All of these things are issues when it comes to the health of the ecosystem and the environment, when it comes to stewardship. But what can you do about it? That's the real question.
Yeah, I mean, and what's one of the things we found from our reporting is there's not a lot of research on what are the effects of plastic from the Great Lakes. If you ingest it in a lake trout, what will happen to you all long term? There's just not been a lot of study of this area of the environment and pollution. And Eric Friedman at Michigan State University, a journalism professor there, he did most of the reporting for us. He talked about handful of experts in North America who are actually zeroed in on this. The one thing that is commonly a source is just beach plastic. Anybody that walks Lake Michigan beaches will find a lot of a fair amount of plastic. You don't see it as much on Lake Huron. And that's just because Lake Michigan is much more populated, because you got Chicago, you got Milwaukee, you got all the beach towns on the Michigan side, and Green Bay in Wisconsin. So, and the same thing happens in Lake Erie. You have a lot more people living on Lake Erie, or in that basin from Detroit, the downriver to Cleveland and Toledo. And so, the litter is obviously a first, main source of this, but there's all these other aspects like the plastic pellets. And there is some effort in Congress underway to try to create new EPA rules to fine plastic producers that dump plastic pellets. They just end up and people find them in sand dunes.
Yeah, you find it everywhere. I mean, let's be honest. We've all walked across the beach. You drive down the highway. We're cleaner than some states, not as clean as others, but we can't control what they do in Wisconsin and Illinois, and garbage comes in from that direction as well. And so we have a challenge, and we don't know the long-term ramifications, except that I can say it's probably not a great thing to have your legs filled full of plastic. I think that's probably a fair guess. Where can people find out more about the research, the studies you've been doing, the reporting you've been doing?
Yeah, you can go to cranesdetroit.com, and this is articles that are free. They're not behind our paywall. It's part of our monthly Cranes Forum section that focuses on public policy issues affecting business in Michigan.
Chad Livengood from Cranes Detroit. It's an important topic that needs a lot more attention than it gets. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah, but Craig, Chad Livengood from Cranes Detroit. It's an important topic. Trust me, if you hunt or fish or enjoy the Great Lakes or, are involved with outdoor activities, it's something that doesn't get nearly enough attention in my estimation. PatriotFoods.com, the place to support American farmers. PatriotFoods.com, a Michigan organization making sure that you're buying American-grown fruits and vegetables, that the steak on your grill comes from American farms, that your deli tray is filled with Amish meats and cheeses. PatriotFoods.com. If you spend $100 or more, delivery free anywhere in America. PatriotFoods.com. We'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.